throw that on, big man, and we will we'll get his thoughts. But 76-63, a nice line for you tonight. Got the three ball working, 18 points, four boards, one assist, 3 of 3 from the arc in a game that I thought you guys really dictated from start to finish when you guys made your big run. About a 15-minute stretch where you didn't turn the ball over and the game went from a 4-point game to a 20-point game.
Yeah, that's been the story of our season so far, is giving up offensive rebounds and turning the ball over. And so that stretch that you touched on was super big for us to kind of build that lead, and I was proud of our guys for being able to sustain it. Obviously, teams love to make shots at the end of the game. We always get a bit fragile down late, but I was glad for our team to pull it out. We're 3-0. We can't ask for much more.
Yeah, I thought, you know, offensively, it just for that stretch was so good to see the ball movement. And for you, how does it feel to kind of be on the other end, you know, where you're not always the guy? I love when you're in the post and it's 4-on-1 and they play through you, but being able to play through Ollie and other guys, you're on the receiving end of a lot of those kick out threes, and you got some great looks tonight.
No, absolutely. It's been a lot of fun having the new guys that we've got in. Obviously, Tyler Harris is a special talent, Ollie, Noah coming in, giving us great minutes. Thomas coming back from a concussion and giving us some great minutes. I think our coaches have done a great job of bringing the right guys in to be able to fit our system. And I think that it's starting to show. And obviously, we're 3-0 right now. We've got a big game Wednesday to go 4-0. And it'll be something special for this program for sure.
Yeah, and Tyler Harris just doesn't seem like he's an 18-year-old true freshman. Nothing phases that kid. A second double-double in his first three games, 22-12. You guys are in there. What is the thing that's impressed you the most about him being from the time that he's gotten here every day, seeing him work and now seeing the results on the floor?
I think how quickly he was able to pick up the system allowed him to be super free within the offense and obviously the defensive end too. And I think that him being able to pick it up so quick allowed him to kind of move past people. And obviously, he's starting as a true freshman. We were super lucky that he slipped through a few people's hands and it ended up falling into us. I think he's got a great chance of winning Freshman of the Year, but that's looking down the track. I think his first three games are probably the best three games I've seen from a true freshman since my 5 years of being in college. And I'm just super proud of him. He's always in the gym. He's always working. He's a super nice kid to be around, and we love having him on our team.
We talked earlier before the season about your return and coming back and the sour taste that was in your mouth from last year. But what can you tell these other guys and learn from last year as far as each opportunity, how it's kind of its own entity and taking advantage of what you have right in front of you?
I think that I saw it a lot my freshman year. I didn't really play all that much, but I saw that each and every game that I stepped in and I did well, I mean, more minutes the next game. And I think Thomas coming off a concussion and having a great 6 minutes that he was in for the game, that's going to build into 10. 10 into 12, 12 into 14. And I think that those guys just staying persistent. Obviously, Wansei hasn't had the start that he's wanted to have. Noah probably hasn't either. But those guys are super confident in themselves. We're continuing to build them up. And obviously, they're in our group. They're in our program for a reason. So staying on top of those guys, staying in their ear, keeping them confident is super big.
Well, and we even talked after the first night with Long Beach State. You know, Bukowski has 25. Tyler Harris has a double-double. That could have very easily been you, Wansei, Noah, all guys. How does that feel this year with the number of different guys that can step up and have big nights?
I think that's what makes our team super special. Obviously, our bigs have given us some great stuff that we haven't had the last couple years. We've got a lot of depth at the wing and the guard position, and I think that's what makes us so hard to be scouted, is the fact that we've got 6, 7, 8 guys that can all come in and give you a 20-point double-double, a double-double with assists. Guys can score. And I think that's what makes us so hard to scout, is most teams usually pick their poison with their top 2 or 3, but we have so many guys that can come in and do so many different things that it makes us really hard to match up with.
Chatting here with Tyler Robertson here with our Carioca Bowls postgame interview. You've obviously been with legs at Eastern Washington and now all the way through his time. We've talked about the depth now and some different pieces and parts and a lot more length, but what is that? Are you finding that maybe you're going to be able to be more successful? You did it with 2s tonight, quite frankly. You hit the 3s, but you weren't getting 25, 30 up like you normally do. Are you finding you're going to have different ways to be successful and win games maybe than you thought?
Absolutely. I think the last 2 years since we've been here, we've obviously trusted the 3 a lot. And the games that we haven't necessarily shot the 3 ball well are usually games that we end up dropping. And I think that it was super big for us to knock down free throws the way we did tonight. I think we shot around 90. percent.
21 for 23.
Yeah, from
or
the free throw line.
24 for 27, 89.
And Legs has been hopping on us to get in 50 a day, and obviously that stuff's starting to pay off. And so being able to get to the free throw line when we're not making threes, being able to have twos if we're not making down threes. And I think that it's just so exciting to see that we haven't really had an outburst of threes yet. And so I think when that game comes, it's going to be a super fun brand of basketball to watch.
Tennessee State here on Wednesday to close out the initial home schedule. And then a big test going to Nevada to take on Steve Alford and his Wolfpack. What do you guys need to focus on now in the next practices and with these two games to take another step?
I think that our practices are so successful because we have so many good guys. And so continuing to push each other, continue to keep each other sharp. Iron sharpens iron. And so being able to do that each and every day in practice, obviously we know our Achilles heel right now is turning the ball over and giving up offensive rebounds. You've got Tennessee State, who's super athletic team that loves to crash the glass and get up and down the floor. And so that's probably going to be the number one thing that we're going to focus on. They're going to put a bit of pressure on us, so just being able to handle that. So I think that the two biggest things in these next two games is being able to handle the ball without turning it over and offensive rebounds. I think if we can do that, you might see us have a good couple wins as well.
Well, a second straight 3-0 start, and it's always better to learn from wins, as they say, as Coach Legg say. Tyler Robertson, congratulations. Always appreciate it when you stop by. Have a good evening.
Thank you very much. Go Pilots.